Hello, folks. I'm Chris Daly, and I'm privileged to bring in another conversation with a Jamaican making a huge positive difference. Today we have Ms. Janice Wisdom. She's director and founding chair of Read Across Jamaica. She holds a bachelor's degree of arts in business administration and management with a minor in information management systems. Ms. Wisdom currently holds an administration position in the World of Defense Consulting, located in Bethesda, Maryland, and a strong international representation. The firm has provided highly valued and insightful advice and guidance to clients in both government and industry. Ms. Wisdom is the acting chair, vice chair of the Maryland State Education Association Students Chapter at the University of Maryland. She started the Read Across Jamaica Foundation with a vision of giving back to children of her heritage during their early stages of life. She wanted to equip them with a basic need for literacy before the real struggle began. Ms. Wisdom, mother, share a book with a child, and you have given literacy a dose of cure. It's based on the premise that an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. A common quote to her grandmother, Idley Rob Tomlinson, a centurion and mother who often quoted, always believing that children need our voices to make sure they are being heard, Ms. Wisdom advocates for children, believing that children need a fair and moral start with the help of a generation of adults whose energy focuses on volunteerism, organizing, and selfless giving. Again, her mother, share a book with a child, and you've given illiteracy a dose of cure. Welcome, Janice. It's good to talk with you today.
Likewise, and thank you. Happy to be with you.
Yes. Let's understand your connection with Jamaica here. Tell us a little about your Jamaican. You were not born in Jamaica, but every heartbeat of yours have Jamaican blood in it. Well, tell me a little about your Jamaican heritage.
Okay, well, I am deeply rooted in the vast, vibrant countryside of St. Elizabeth. However, not born there, my grandmother, she was a Maroon. She raised seven children in Silo, St. Elizabeth. And my grandfather, he was a farmer, a sugarcane farmer.
Uh-huh.
He started the Sugarcane Workers Union there in Silo. And so, you know, while my body did not originate on Jamaican soil, my heart and soul is definitely in Jamaica. And so my mother is Jamaican, my father is American, and I had the opportunity to, you know, travel around the world as my father was in the military.
Uh-huh.
So just, you know, having an opportunity to really see the world and see the need, you know, I have no problems going back and forth to Jamaica. That's my home.
Okay. And so you're a business administrator by profession. So what sparked this interest in and this passion, such a deep passion about literacy?
Well, I am a mother of two. My children are grown, and I've always been interested in education and working with children. The spark for literacy in particular came about at the funeral of, you know, the homegoing ceremony of my grandmother, who was a centurion. She lived to be 103.
Okay.
And as such, you know, felt that her legacy could not just, you know, pass that easily. She was in the community of Silo for a very long time, you know, most of her life, actually. So she lived there, you know, a good 60 or 70 years of her life, and maybe earlier. I don't know the exact year that my grandfather and her moved to St. Elizabeth.
Okay.
But I wanted to be able to give back to the children of the church school in which she was associated. Originally, I started out giving, you know, refurbishing computers, as I do have a background in technology, information management systems.
Okay.
So I started out refurbishing computers and sending that back. Then I began to look at the education system. And it would be nice to give computers, but if children don't know to read, they needed a little bit of the basics. So I, you know, kind of shied away from the technology and said, let's start with the basic foundation, which is reading. Introduced some storybooks to the kids. I was working at National Education Association at the time, and we have a Read Across America program. And so through that program, I was able to receive a donation of books from the National Education Association, took them to Jamaica and shared them with the kids there in the church school in which my grandmother was associated. Having seen that the children were not familiar with any of the Dr. Seuss stories, stories that I loved as a child growing up, they were tongue twisters, they were rhyming stories, you know, all of those good things, that sparked my interest in focusing on literacy and sharing that with the kids there.
Wow. So you launched this idea of Read Across Jamaica. What's involved in launching such a large enterprise?
Well, I guess you have to have a love for reading, one. Enjoy stories, enjoy working with children, have, you know, this desire to give back, volunteer and give back. The Read Across Jamaica Literacy Project originally started out just, you know, looking at how can we motivate children to enjoy reading. You know, what are the ways that we can introduce children's storybooks and make it enjoyable for kids? And so our business philosophy builds on goals that foster a belief that children can change the world so long as we foster the need to value each child and their cultural roots. So ultimately, we strive to encourage community service by modeling our actions in our work and in our play. And the Read Across Jamaica Foundation, you know, mobilizes people and resources who believe in our values, our guiding principles, and our business ethics. And so, you know, that's basically what it takes to begin to launch the program.
Okay. This past spring, you had a huge campaign. Give us some of the highlights of that event.
Okay, this past spring, we started out with our journey to Jamaica, giving volunteers an opportunity to, you know, travel to Jamaica with us and distribute books, encourage the kids to look at leadership, you know, because there was that big shift and change in both governments.
Okay.
Jamaica experienced a new political party, and the United States experienced a new political party. So this year we looked at our leaders and what leadership means during Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, and we actually went over to Jamaica and had inauguration celebrations at a couple of schools that we visited. So we do a journey to Jamaica, inviting volunteers to go with us and influence and encourage the children. And then in March, you know, following the schedule of National Education Association, their Read Across America campaign, we launch a Read Across the Caribbean community, you know, in the Caribbean community campaign. So there were a couple of restaurants that support the project in terms of collecting materials and donating barrels to assist the project. we held reading parties in the Caribbean community.
Wow.
Where we, you know, distributed information to parents, the patrons of those establishments. And then from that Read Across America in the Caribbean community activity, we launched another Read Across the Community event in Temple Hills, Maryland. It was a tri-community event held at the McDonald's there by the proprietor of several McDonald's in Temple Hills, Oxon Hill, and Camp Springs.
Okay.
And that was to, you know, increase awareness during Poetry Month and reading.
Oh.
And so in all of our campaigns, we do book collections of new and used children's books. And so that was very, very successful this year. Those books that we collected were sent to Jamaica and distributed to about 27 of the 30 schools that participate in our project. And that was during May. Because as you may or may not know, during the month of May, Education Week is the first full week in May.
In Jamaica?
And so in Jamaica.
Okay.
And in the United States, it's Education Week. But during Education Week, Jamaica declared their Read Across Jamaica Day that first Tuesday during Education Week. And so we do an island-wide bus tour where volunteers, again, can travel to Jamaica for 10 days, join us on this, you know, kind of like a rock star bus tour type of thing. And we're going into all of these schools, reciting stories, poems, distributing incentives, encouraging the kids, working with some of the struggling readers, and just getting the kids excited about reading.
What was the kids' reaction to this?
Well, this is our fifth year, so the kids, when they know we're coming, they are truly excited and want to also contribute and help out. So we involve the kids in part of the, you know, the facilitation in terms of helping the volunteers get around into the classrooms or at the schools, participating in the readings, doing little skits, writing. We have a pen pal program as part of this, and we get a couple of classes to write letters to some of the students here.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, we have a lot of activities that actually go on during the day.
And what kind of support do you get from the Ministry of Education?
Well, this year the Ministry of Education took an interest in assisting us with transportation, you know, in the various parishes, helping us to get to and the different schools, get around the island. And next year, or in this new academic year, the Ministry of Education and Read Across Jamaica will be sponsoring the Family Literacy Night activities and conducting two parenting workshops, one in Kingston and the other in Montego Bay. And so we will have an opportunity to distribute materials to, you know, the community, get the community involved in the Family Literacy Night, and then work with the regional coordinators, the reading specialists, parents, PTA, during the seminar workshops.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, so it's growing. It's increasing in terms of the interest in the collaboration that's going on with the ministry.
Right. That's this wonderful collaboration. I know this fall you're planning to broaden the scope of your effort. Please share with us some of the details around that.
Okay, around the parenting workshop?
Not just the parenting. You seem like you add in some additional elements to the program going back this fall.
Well, the parenting workshop during Parent Month, which is November, is an addition to.
Okay.
It's a more focused effort.
So it's to get the parents, not just the students, but also the parents, to be a part of the larger enterprise.
Correct. actually the activities of the foundation include children and children's book collection and distribution, school assemblies and teacher workshops, and then the parent and community outreach portion of it, which is what this November workshop will address, the parent and community involvement.
So it's
Parent Month, yeah.
All right, so it's Parent Month, so it's to make sure that they understand literacy and the legacy of literacy is a part of a parent's profile.
Yes, I would agree with that statement.
Okay, great. Yes. Well, here with the year, right now it's in November, and here we sit in September. How can people get involved to support this effort?
Okay, well, there are several things that we actually do. And I do want to mention that each year, each academic year, we kick off our activities or our awareness with International Literacy Day. That occurs on September the 8th, and
okay.
That is, a program that was mandated by UNESCO and the International Reading Association does some activities here in Washington, D.C. to, work with UNESCO and honor organizations that are, doing some cutting-edge literacy projects.
Okay.
And this year they're going to be hosting the International Literacy Day at the Library of Congress, Thomas Jefferson Building in Washington, D.C. And so we'll be a part of that because we're also an international organization. We're national and international. But the theme of the day is literacy, schools, and communities working together. And so Read Across Jamaica definitely aims to introduce creative and interactive methods of reading that encourage kids to enjoy literacy. And so we want to be a part of that. And we kick off our activities with an annual book and school supply drive. So we invite the community to get involved in conducting mini book drives, becoming a featured location in which people can drop off school supplies or materials for the Read Across Jamaica Foundation. We'll be collecting those materials at the end of September, preparing
okay.
them for shipment, and then in October, and of course we know it takes a couple of weeks, but distributing them during the November journey to Jamaica. So we have the book drive,
okay.
then we have the journey to Jamaica in November and January, in which people can get involved, volunteer to, travel to Jamaica with us. There's plenty of leisure along with
okay.
plenty of work, but it's all enjoyable work and the incredible feeling you get from just seeing a child smile or, ask you to read a story over and over again, to listen to them giggle, to really open up their minds when they've been given books that they truly would not have had access to. There's just so much reward in that alone. And the journeys to Jamaica are 4 5-day trips. You can go to our website to find out more about applying as a volunteer.
Could you give the details of your website and contact?
The website is located, the web address is www.readacrossja.com. That's readacrossja.com. Or you can send an email to the same web address, which is readacrossja@aol.com.
Okay.
And get, additional information. Now, we also have a sponsor a school, donate a barrel campaign. That's another portion of, ways that people can get involved. If they can't travel, they don't necessarily have books, they can sponsor a school and donate a barrel. That way we're ensuring that, the community is taking an interest in helping us to get materials to Jamaica. we go through the bureaucracy and the red tape of getting the materials through customs and all of that, and so and getting it to its final destination.
Okay.
And so we hope that the community will take an interest and, you know, feel that need to give and support literacy programs like Read Across Jamaica, and help us to, you know, change the climate in Jamaica with literacy.
This is wonderful. You've been doing this for several years now. I wanted to look at 5 years and complete the sentence for me. In 5 years, because of Read Across Jamaica, Jamaica will be?
Jamaica will be a more Jamaica will be more, will be supported more by U.S.-based organizations,
okay,
educators, parents, community organizations, and will have gone through a paradigm shift. And I say that a paradigm shift because we will have influenced and we will have manifested more educated Jamaicans through literacy initiatives, and that's my vision for Jamaica, my goal through the foundation, hoping that we've touched so many, many lives just through literacy alone.
Yeah, that's wonderful, and I hope we in the community rally and make sure that this vision become a reality. In closing, are there any nuggets that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, we've all too often heard many folks say that this is a good program, it's a great cause. Well, now we're asking people to put their money where their mouth is and support this effort with a commitment to either contribute books, donate a barrel, sponsor a school, just do it for the youth and for the future of Jamaica. Read Across Jamaica is not going away. And I see that this will continue to grow as long as people care about children.
Janice, I'd like to thank you for your leadership and your creative mind engaging our community in this worthy cause, and we'll be there to support you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well.